Hello, what is up guys? Eman from Peso Smart PH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about market cap or market capitalization. So yung simplest definition ng market cap or market capitalization is the current stock price ng isang business or ng isang stock multiplied by the outstanding shares na available dun sa stock na yun. So, market capitalization refers to the total dollar market value or peso market value of a company's outstanding shares of stock. The investment community uses this figure to determine a company's size instead of sales or total asset figures. In an acquisition, the market cap is used to determine whether a takeover candidate represents a good value or not to the acquirer. So, market capitalization refers to how much a company is worth determined by the stock market. It is defined as the total market value of all outstanding shares. So, again, multiply mo lang yan. Then, companies are typically divided according to market capitalization. So, ito, yung basis dito is mga US stocks or US companies. So, yung large cap, around $10 billion or more. Mid cap is around $2 billion to $10 billion. And then, small cap, 300 to 2 billion US dollars. Then market cap is often used to determine a company's size and evaluate the company's financial performance to other companies or various sizes. So kapag ka nag-compare ka ng mga companies or mga businesses, kailangan mo i-consider your market cap. So for example, if you're comparing kahit na same industry sila and then nag-compare ka ng isang large cap versus small cap, sometimes it's not gonna be like a fair fight. Syempre, kumbaga, mas maraming resources yung large cap na company compared to the small cap or ano bang mas maliit, like tiny cap, like yung mga penny stocks, no? So you have to be aware of that. And investing companies with larger market capitalization are often safer investments as they represent more established companies with generally longer history in business. So, dito tayo sa trading view. Ito yung mga list ng large cap Philippine companies. So, again, kaya mahalaga tong topic na to or itong market capitalization is para mapag-set din ng what do you call this? Ng expectation. Kasi for example, may nakita kang isang YouTube video or may nag-tweet na itong stock na to mag-100x in the next 5-10 years. So, for example, sinabi nila na mag-100x. Ano pong maganda dito? So, Emperador. So, may nagsabi sa'yo, may nag-stock tip or may nag-stock pick na Emperador magiging 1,000 pesos daw in the future. So, kailangan mong i-check yung market capitalization. Is that possible? Ano ba yung pinakamalaking market cap sa Philippines? So, SM. SM Investment Corporation. So, nasa 1.1 trillion pesos yung kanilang market cap. So, pagka ginawa mo yun, naging 100 or sabi natin 100 lang yung Emperador. So, magiging around 5x yan. So, 20.45, diba? Times 5. So, around 102 pesos. So, yung kanilang 322,5980. Yan, 322,598,000,000 pesos na market cap. I-multiply mo sa 5. So, it's gonna be much bigger than SM. So, yes, that's possible in the future. But, of course, kailangan umangat din itong like lahat ng mga company sa Philippines before this happens. So, probably, kapag ka nangyari yun, yung SM nag-5x na rin. And then, well, highly unlikely naman yun mangyari. Especially, itong mga malaking companies. Kasi mabagal na rin yung growth nila. Even though they're already big or they're already huge. So, sabihin natin, in the next 5-10 years, probably mag-double lang yung market cap or yung value ng SM. So it's still possible for example, yung Emperador. But a 5X is highly unlikely. Unless like magkaroon or mag-merge sila sa ibang company or merong panibagong innovation sa kanilang industry. So ganun lang mangyayari yun. And isang example pa kasi before pinagsabi na mag 1000 din yung dito. Kasi di ba competitor sila ng Globe and ng PLDT. Actually PLDT nga medyo weird, wala sila dito, hindi naka-list dito. I'm not sure why. Kung ba't hindi nilist ng TradingView yung PLDT kasi around I believe 200-ish billion pesos din yung market cap ng PLDT, but for some reason wala sila dito. But andito naman yung Globe. Where is it? Globe ito. 249 billion. So ang argument kasi ng mga nagsasabi na mag 1,000 din or 4-digit stock price yung dito is again, competitor nga sila ng Globe and ng PLDT. So nasa yun dito? I believe dito rin. Yan. So nasa 48 billion na yung kanilang stock prices. And before nag 19 pesos na rin naman sila. So at that time, yung mga prediction na road to 100, road to 1,000 pesos na valuation ng stock prices. But it didn't happen. Nung nag all time high ng around almost 20 pesos, bumagsak na siya and nag-plummet na siya to around 2.46 pesos per share. So kung nasa 19, sabihin na lang natin 19 divided by 2.46. So around 7.7. So times 48.642. So yan, around 375 billion pesos yung market cap ng dito before. And kung aabot yan ng 1,000 pesos, its market cap will, okay, compute na rin natin. So, ito. Nandito tayo sa PSE Edge. So, compute natin. Around 19 million. Well, 19 billion. 19,535. Yung outstanding shares ng Ditto. So, kung multiply natin sa 1,000. And, so, mayiging, ilan ba to? Billion. So, 19.5 trillion pesos. Yung magiging what they call this market capitalization ng dito kapag nag 1,000 pesos sila. Yes, I mean it's possible, but based sa performance currently ng company in recent years, it's highly unlikely or almost impossible that this will happen. Yes, of course pwedeng umakyat yung stock prices ng dito. As long as meron silang positive na cash flow and as long as makapag-record sila ng net income every quarter, every year. But right now, pababa lang ng pababa yung stock prices. And it hasn't been good recently. So dito nag-pump pala siya nung October. But it's not really that high from bottom of around 1.96. Nag-top here ng around. Hindi ko mapindot yung candle. So, dito around yung wick, nag-high ng 3.85. Then, eventually, nasa 2.47 na lang siya ulit. So, yun yung mga kailangan yung malaman. Kasi, di ba? Kung bumili ka dun sa tuktok, around 18 pesos, 19 pesos per share nung dito. And then, some influencer, a responsible influencer, nag-suggest na it's gonna go up still, then you're still probably holding the bag kung di ka nag-cut loss or sobrang down ng portfolio mo. Dahil lang di mo chinek na it's quite impossible na mangyari yung 1,000 pesos na stock price ng dito. Again, probably in the future, it's probably possible, especially kapag ka nag-buyback ng shares or what they call this. Well, I think yun lang naman yung isang way to to lessen the outstanding shares kapag nag-stock buyback. Kasi yun nga, nagbibigay yun ng value sa mga current shareholders. Since, sabi natin nag-stock buyback ng 1 billion shares, so magiging 18.5 billion na lang yung outstanding shares ng Ditto. So again, that's gonna be beneficial sa mga current stakeholders or current shareholders ng company. So yung iba, ganun yung ginagawa. Lalo yung mga growth stocks, nag-stock buyback sila instead of giving cash dividends. Kasi pag stock dividends naman, of course, masasaturate yung outstanding shares. So, kumbaga pagka nagbigay ng stock dividends, medyo bababa yung stock prices. Or parang walang mangyayari, parang ganun. And yung kabaligtaraan ng stock split, I don't think gagawin yun ng mga companies. And very unusual yun. Kasi kalimitan nagsa-stock split lang, but yung kabaligtaran is like mag-merge ng stock. Sabi natin, di ba? So, nag-stock split yung 20 million shares. Magiging, sabi natin, 1 is to 1. Magiging 40 million shares. So, mahati yung valuation or bababa yung stock price nung isang company. So, wala pa ako na-encounter na, for example, yung 20 million shares naging 10 million na lang. Parang pinag-merge sila. I don't think that's common. But yung stock buybacks, yun yung common. Kasi nga, na-reward kumbaga nung board and nung executive team yung mga current shareholders or stockholders nung company. So they buy back shares. Although may mga downside din yun. And a lot of people are criticizing yung share buybacks. But again, it's one way to reward especially mga long-term holders nung stock nung mga companies. And then again, useful din ito kapag for example nung project ka ng returns. Sabi natin yung LT Group before, nag all-time high na to ng around 27-28 pesos. So before around 300 plus billion pesos yung kanilang market capitalization kasi yung stock prices nila was around 3x before. Around, again, 28-27 pesos per share. And ngayon, 9.55 lang sila. So, yun yung mga pwede nyo tingnan. Kung possible ba na mag 2x ito in the future. Since before nga, naabot na nila yung ganong stock prices. But of course, yung previous performance naman, hindi yun evident. Hindi siya, kumbaga, indicator ng future performance ng isang company or ng isang investment. So, dahil lang nag-28 na dating LT Group or yung LTG, stocks ng LTG, doesn't mean na mapupunta ulit yun dun sa ganong valuation. Alright, and that's gonna be it for this video, guys. Thank you very much for watching and listening. Sana may natutunan kayo. I will see you all in the next episode. Always remember, be passive smart.